For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You know, we don't ever, you always want to, you know, keep positive. You know, we're in this thing, marathon, all this other crap. But there's always something when you have a good team and you start losing and it could be a long, miserable season. When fluky crap happens, you know, when you got a guy who you went out gave all this money to in the offseason gets popped for PED.
Yeah.
You know, your best player tweets something out about your manager or your best pitcher. Gets hurt.
Finally comes back after a year,
and then gets hurt on some fluky.
He's playing catch.
Like these are the things that happen.
We all do.
These are the things that happen that you just like just take a just sigh all the time.
How do you even hurt your hamstring playing
what
catch?
What the hell were y'all?
I don't understand.
What were y'all doing? That's my thing.
Was he doing a super high leg kick?
I don't know, but no, I'm saying like was he
Bob Feller?
Was he like throw it high, Dad? Throw it and he runs and go. Was it something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like when they said
catch, they're working on grounders.
Andy, when they said catch, first of all, they said hamstring. I was like, hold on, when the hell that happened? And then I see the thing. It said playing catch. And I'm so curious of what kind of – I mean, I was catching. What was the activity in the catch?
I don't know.
Did he, like, slip? The grass came from up under him?
Could be. But it's been pretty dry here.
Yeah. So, that's my own
Was thing. It a bad throw and he had to kind of jump to get it?
Something like that, had to overextend himself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Everybody's played catch with that guy that has no aim.
Yes.
It's kind of fun. You get to work on your range a little bit. You know?
But when I saw this, as great as it was, we'll get to the game because, boy, I tell you – Can't have none fun in easy around here.
No, he's that's worth talking about.
Yeah, can't have none fun easy around here.
We'll get to that.
With old Raffy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, damn, Spencer, and you're supposed to pitch today too, you know? And he's like, damn.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks.
Now we got to deal with it.
The guy was out for a whole year. He came back. He had a pretty good first start.
Yeah.
And we're expecting to see him again today, first time at home.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Or maybe it was the last one at home. I don't remember, but it doesn't matter. Yeah. And then he hurts his hamstring playing catch.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, I will say this. When I saw that he went to the IL, my immediate reaction was, oh, God, his arm? Like, what? So when I saw that it was a hamstring, I was a little relieved.
Okay.
Because it's not it's not the elbow.
That is true.
It's not the elbow.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not the elbow.
Yes.
So
yes.
At least it was some fluky other part of his body that wasn't the thing that he just had surgery on and has had surgery on twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's still ridiculous that, like, one start and now he's back on the IL. I don't know.
They're waiting on the MRI and everything.
Hopefully it's a short IL stint and he's back in a couple of weeks and we'll all laugh about this in the future. No, we can't have anything good this year.
Oh, my God.
Can't have anything good this year.
That's what I thought about this. I was like... Like, in it's so early. So, what's the worst could happen? No, we're not going to do that. But it's just when these things like this happen, You just gotta be like, damn, what's next?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And hopefully we don't have none of that and everything. But they did get the win last night, which is the most important thing. 4-game win streak. I saw that they're gonna do an opener with everything today.
They have to.
Or something like that.
Bullpen game today. Because Strider hurt his hamstring playing catch. That's why. We're waiting for guys to come back, and then they finally come back, and then they get hurt playing catch.
Yes.
That's the hard part about looking down the road and be like, well, when we bring back all the reinforcements, there's going to be other injuries that pop up.
Yeah.
I just didn't expect it to be the guy that we were waiting for to come back for a year, makes one start, and then hurts his hamstring playing catch.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, hopefully it's a short stint. Great eighth inning rally.
Yes.
Again, like you said, the Sean Murphy home run, he's been fantastic since he's come Austin off Riley's. The aisle. Austin Riley's heating up.
He's playing really great.
Michael Harris is hitting the ball.
Yes.
Love that sack fly. At least a productive out, you know what I mean, in that situation. All you got to do, they pinch ran for Ozuna on third base. It was all very well executed. And then I know that Iglesias had been warming up, so they wanted to bring him into the game anyway. And I think it's easy for folks to say and sort of lean on the old thing of, like, he's just not good in non-save situations. I don't know, man.
Come on, Rafi.
He just looks – he's given up as many home runs this year already as he gave up all of last year.
How many games they played?
Yeah, not very many.
Yeah, okay.
They played 21 games. And again, like, I know we've kind of had some fun not trusting him and stuff on this show, but he was very good last year and very reliable and one of the best closers in baseball. This year he's been shaky.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's just early season, whatever. He's been used kind of inconsistently because the team hasn't been off to a very good start, so they haven't had a lot of save situations. But it's not a lie to say that he's given up as many home runs this year already as he did last year, and that's troubling because if that guy's leaving the ball over the plate, they're going to park it.
Yes.
And they did last night.
Yeah, man.
Now, luckily, they got out of it. They won the game anyway, but still, it's a little bit concerning to see how he looks in the early part of the season.
I'm going
to
stop calling him Rafi. Come on, Rafi. Because that right there, and for the game to end the way it ended on such a just, I don't even, like.
You got to be so mad if you're Nolan Arenado.
I'm talking about hot.
Yeah.
Really? We just make this rally and all this stuff. I'm up here, and the ball hits my bat. I don't hit the ball. The ball hits my bat.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, and Sean Murphy makes the play. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sorry. Tough play.
But, man, it's, you know, and that's another one of those things where you, you know, and you don't want it to get a whole lot of sign because eventually your ass going to pass out. And we don't need that for this baseball team. But, yeah, man, just where you are at right now, and we mentioned this yesterday over the three games previous to this, the bullpen, everything was great, fine, adequate enough for it. But, yeah, him being back there because that's his job right there. You got one job. And then his biggest issue to me, Andy, what irritates me, is that a lot of this stuff seems to happen with two outs.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, one more. All right, all you need is one more, baby. Here we go. Oh, all right, he gave up a hit. That's all right, no problem. Damn, he gave up another hit. Oh, gave up a damn home run. I mean, that's the biggest thing with this guy right here, man. And it's going to be frustrating, but he's who you got. Unless you go out there and make a move or something like that, this is going to be – and I'm not going to say Kimbrel's coming in to be that guy because I would not say that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think Kimbrel's coming in to be the closer.
No, I think the hope is that he figures it out.
Yes.
Whatever it is that he's dealing with right now is it gets better and he gets back to what he looked like last year. But, no, like – It's real. Like, worrying about how Iglesias looks in the early part of this season is a real thing. Like, there's no question about that.
Yeah, man. But
four in a row is good, and we'll take it.
And that's what we kept saying, just stacking wins and everything. I know that they're doing a bullpen game today. That don't mean you got to give it away.
Yeah, you can still win it.
You still win the game, especially the way the offense is going right now. So hopefully, you know, you find a way to get this done and you continue this win streak. But, yeah, I mean, I'm waiting to hear on what's going on with Spencer Strider because that's a big deal. I mean, we have fun with it and everything like that, but him going on the IL, and we know how damn hamstrings are. You know, usually when they say two, you might need to take three. And so hopefully it's not something that's going to be a long term for this. But as long as these bats, as long as these guys keep hitting the way they're hitting, we talk about Michael. Maybe Michael's just good at six. Maybe you just leave him down there and let him do his thing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, we don't need to touch that at all right there.
No. You know, and so as you continue to go forward, you know, eventually you'll get Ronnie back to put at the top of the order. And then hopefully this thing will get really, really cracking.
Yeah, no, it's good with Verdugo at the top of the lineup the last couple of games. It just feels like guys are in more natural spots now, right? Like, you can put Harris back where he's thrived at the back end of the lineup, six. He was really good at nine a couple of years ago, but he's done well in the six spot. You can have Ozzie in the five hole and then kind of stack your two through four the way that you want it. Now, hopefully Verdugo can, he got on base last night with a walk. He didn't have any hits, but they're 4-0 with him leading off. So he's going to continue to lead off. And then you have Murphy or Baldwin batting seventh. Like, that's a 1-7 that can win you games. Like, that's a much longer lineup than it felt like last week when, you know, the bottom of the lineup was really a struggle. I mean, you really had four or five spots at the back end when you were dealing with Ozuna being out briefly with the injury, and you didn't really know what you were doing at the lead-up spot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At that point, it seems better now. It might be a bit of a Band-Aid. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say that Alex Verdugo is, like, the long-term solution.
Because we know he's not.
But whatever. Yeah. He's good right now, so ride it while it's working. And then when Ronald Acuna comes back, obviously he'll be in the leadoff spot. I don't know what you do with Verdugo at that point, but if you keep winning with him in the lineup, you find a way to keep him out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's not broke, don't fix it, you know? And right now he seems like he gives you – I don't want to say he's the best four, but you're winning because of it. I mean, I think it was a 6-4 in your last 10. That's a good sign. You know, you're going into the positive part about it after such a slow start. It's good to be at home too. They're playing pretty good here.
7-2 at home
in Atlanta. So that's always a good thing, especially, you know, as bad as they started, as bad as they are on the road, you got to find a way to get these home wins. And you got another one tonight against the, against the Cardinals. And just, like, I'm all about, you know, stacking days, you know, stacking wins. Pitching is a little different because they go over fifth day and all those different things. But, yes, the best thing I think a hitter can see is feel the contact.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.